The scripture tonight is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. We are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Amen.
In the last session, I covered self-discovery. In the last session, I talked about the concept of speculation, thoughts, and self-framework, and how they are formed, and why they stop our spiritual growth and stop us from entering spirit. First, let's review the meaning of knowledge, speculations, thoughts, and self-framework. What is knowledge? We have a memory device in our brain, and it works like computer data storage. Everything we've seen, heard, and been taught is stored in the device with feeling. And the data stored is knowledge. Based on the knowledge, we make our own way of reasoning while experiencing, thinking, and learning something. The way of thinking that is our own logic is a speculation. What is thinking or thought? It is the work of soul recalling the knowledge stored in the memory device. What is a self-framework? It is a hardened form of self-righteousness that is made based on the knowledge and thoughts. They form yourself. When you understand how your speculations, thoughts, and framework are formed during the formation process of yourself, you can understand how to destroy them. To the extent that you have a more untruthful knowledge against the Word of God, speculations or fleshly thoughts are more likely to come out. They also form your self-righteousness and self-framework, which hinder you from obeying God's word. Thus, you should destroy your self-righteousness right after you accept God and listen to the truth. You should turn it into nothing. Tonight's passage tells us to destroy speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we should take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That is, you should not say, "This is right," or "That is wrong" in your own thought. You should take every thought and knowledge that you've accepted from the world since your birth captive to the obedience of Christ. You should think you are not right, and only the truth is right and true. You should realize this. To the extent that you have more fleshly thoughts and your self-framework is stronger, you cannot act based on your thought and self-righteousness rather than following the Holy Spirit's guidance. But remember, they are the work of Satan. As long as you have your self-framework, you cannot be free from the work of Satan. God's saved children receive the Holy Spirit as a gift. The Holy Spirit controls the truth that you have cultivated in your heart and leads you to dwell in the Word and the light. However, the enemy, devil, and Satan take control of untruth in your heart and lead you to live in sin and darkness and go the way opposite to the guidance of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Then it is the way of standing against God. Fundamentally, the work of Satan is caused by attributes in heart. Untruthful attributes in heart enable Satan's work. If you have only the truth in heart without untruth, your heart is the heart of spirit. With the heart, spirit controls and governs soul completely, and the soul belongs to spirit. The flesh, if your fleshly thoughts, the spirit, you have to make your spirit control the flesh, soul. Before Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, there was no heart, there was no conception of heart. They were living beings. They were spirit. At the time, spirit completely controlled the soul. So there was only the soul that belongs to spirit. Because soul belonged to spirit, they had no fleshly thoughts. When one is spirit himself, The Holy Spirit will move the truth in his heart in any kind of situation. And spiritual thoughts come out through the work of soul that belongs to Spirit. But after Adam and Eve's disobedience, they came to have a free will. It contains two opposing elements, spirit and flesh, truth and untruth, and light and darkness. When you completely cast away untruth and your heart is filled with only truth, your heart is the heart of spirit. The heart of spirit leads you to follow the truth, light, and desire of the spirit, the Holy Spirit. But the heart of flesh leads you to untruth and causes you to hear the voice of Satan that controls darkness. Thus, if you have many fleshly thoughts opposite to spiritual thoughts, it shows that you have many untruthful elements in your heart. Such a fleshly thought, your self-righteousness and self-framework are all caused by untruthful components in your heart. Tonight, I'm going to talk about how the self-framework is revealed outwardly and how it hinders your spiritual growth. First, it is about framework of personality. Many things in the world have formed your self-framework without your knowing. Your personality, culture, and conscience can make up of your self-righteousness and self-framework. When it comes to personality, we usually talk about two types. One is an extrovert and the other is an introvert. It is said that there are more introverts in Korea than extroverts. Introverts, because introverts are shy and quiet, they may seem to have difficulties adapting to the society or look vulnerable. Extroverts are active and cheerful, so they may look sociable and less vulnerable. Here, do you really think extroverts are more invulnerable than introverts? When an extrovert talks to an introvert, he may think the introvert is so quiet and slow and feel uncomfortable. You can find easily people who have different characters from yours. Your spouse, your friends, and your siblings are different from you. How do you think introverts feel when they see an extrovert? They may think, that person is so aggressive. He doesn't consider others when he speaks. He always insists on his opinions. May think like that. Do I have to say this now or just wait? They may think like that. They have a lot of thoughts. Will my words hurt the person's feeling? If I say this, will she get angry? When the introvert thinks her word may break peace, she will not say this and hold her feeling within. We listen to the message of goodness, but we keep bad feeling within, it's not goodness. Introverts sometimes want to say something but just hoard and keep the feeling within their hearts. They just choose not to say something. But is it really right? Do you think it is right according to the truth? Do you think extroverts always quarrel and fight and break peace all the time? How does an extrovert feel when he sees an introvert? Think about this. Before you change it, think about those times. He may think, that person answers my question too slowly. In the extrovert's point of view, introverts are indecisive and passive because they don't reveal their preference. Have you thought about this? Both parties have strength. They have strength, so it will be good for them to be in harmony. We should not judge others or insist we are right just because their characters are different from ours. My character, my personality is right. Well, I like my personality. I can express my feeling. But if you feel that, why that person is that person so passive and cannot express their feeling, it's not right if you think like that. Extroverts and introverts have different brains. It is that a study, many studies found this. Extroverts and introverts have different brains. Some studies found that extroverts and introverts have different brain use patterns. In extroverts' brain, more blood flows in brain regions that are associated with listening, seeing, and driving. Extroverts organize their thoughts and form their own way of thinking through conversation with other people. They spend a little time thinking. It takes them very short to reach a conclusion, so they are sometimes very spontaneous. Introvert, what about introverts? They have more blood flow to their frontal lobes. The brain regions are primarily responsible for recalling events, solving problems, and making plans. Introverts speak and act after careful consideration. They put something into practice after giving it much thought. They spend ample time thinking something over. Introverts may have many thoughts. If they cast away fleshly thoughts, they can think truth over more deeply. It could be their strength. A study argues that introverts tend to have higher IQ scores than extroverts. Some people think extroverts are more opinionated than introverts, but it is not the case because both parties have their own strength. They have a different brain use pattern. They are just different. They are not wrong. They are just different. Their ways of thinking are different. Their personality is just different. They are not wrong. Both parties have their own strengths. It could be strength or it could be weakness. Moreover, personality, it's not just about introverts and extroverts. Personality cannot be discussed only with the two types. There are many different people with different personality. But when we maximize each other's strength and cover up and compensate each other's shortcomings, isn't it of spirit? A husband cleans, is really clean, and his wife is not clean. Then the husband can clean up the room. Don't fight, don't argue. Just clean for the wife. The wife could be good at cooking. Many wives are good at cooking. The husband can think that I can be served many good dishes, delicious dishes. But if you have argued with your wife because of this, you might have been really tired. The strength of each other, you can maximize each other's strength and cover up and compensate each other's shortcomings, and your family could be the family of spirit. And you can be spiritual workers and spiritual couples. When you see someone who has different characters from yours, some of you may feel good about it, or some others may think he or she is not your type. However, if you destroy such a self-framework, seeks his benefit, serves him patiently, waits for him, and even learns his strong point, you will become a better person and possess deeper spiritual love. You can apply this to your family. Suppose your husband or your father is very quiet. He is the head of family. If the father tell other family member to follow him, do the other family members have to be quiet and because of him? And if then they would be careful about eating noise and every single word they say, it would not be easy for them to enjoy happiness in their family. After eating, they may enter each one's room. Say, an active and cheerful person is invited to the house. She may feel uncomfortable and she can't even eat at their table. So, although the father is quiet, if the mother or the children are cheerful and active, the family can become more peaceful. That is why many married couples are really different from their own spouse. In many people, the different characters, they sometimes have a crush on those who have different characters. I'm passive, but that person is active. I'm not good at expressing my feeling, but he is good at that. Those people meet and are married. The example of this is senior pastor and maybe senior pastor and president of Lami Prayer Center. They are really different. Senior pastor is really quiet and gentle. Mrs. Bungmin Lee is really active and expressing her feeling very well. They have lived in harmony. They learn something from their strength. Some people say that I don't want to be quiet. I don't want to keep quiet. The father, in this case, what if a husband and his wife are both hot-tempered? If both of them burst out anger when others oppose them, there may be no peace in their family. Their children not grow up well. They may relieve their negative feelings by playing computer games or through other worldly pleasure. They may try to find comfort in the world. They may play violent games, or some of them may relieve their stress by bullying other weak friends. If a quiet person visits their family and see them argue about every single matter, he might want to leave the house quickly. In the world, in some cases, people that have a similar personality become a couple, good couple or friends, and make a good relationship. But in most of cases, people who have different characters make up for each other's shortcomings and have a good relationship. Like these cases, people live in harmony. Moreover, if they love each other, they try to help and make up for each other's weakness and please each other. A hot-tempered person accepted God and changed it. Let's suppose now he has preached the gospel earnestly with a burning heart. He may be more passionate about preaching the gospel than introverts. So, can we say his personality was bad? God refines everyone according to their own characters and keep everything in harmony. If one has a strong self-righteousness, God will change him into a person full of love. If another has fleshly love, God will change her into a person of righteousness in the truth. He can change introverts into persons who are enthusiastic about the work of God. He can change fiery-tempered persons into mild and meek people. We saw this in the magazine, Mami Magazine. In the Middle East, the people in the Middle East are not good at expressing themselves. I went to Nepal to lead the handkerchief healing meeting. Pastor Grace Lee started the ministry. She said, these persons are not good at expressing themselves. They are really shy. They are really shy, and they are not expressing themselves. After I listened to this, even though they are not good at expressing themselves, but when they see the signs and wonders and the performance of Mami and Performing Arts Committee, they will express themselves. I say this to her. She might have been worried about me. In the history of Mamin, you have seen many people. Some of them were not good at expressing themselves, but when they saw the performance of Performing Arts Committee and experienced the work of God, they praised earnestly. They praised God earnestly. We have seen this. The personality. They are really shy and quiet. As the Mami magazine also showed, the people in the Middle East danced. They said that they had never danced, but they danced. When they saw the work of God, the personality and the original evil that we had kept for a long time, we can cast off them. Therefore, if one has his own framework of personality that conflicts with your own thoughts, you should see his inner heart. In particular, if you are a leader, you should not only work with those who you like, but you should maximize its workers' strong points and assign them proper duties. Even the people who conflict your thoughts, you can lead them to better people. That's the way of working a person of spirit. It's the way of leading people. And I hope you will realize what you should do as a leader. And you love God, and if you change yourself, you can change yourself through the love of God and the power of God. You can change even your personality and your framework. It is not that you cannot do something. You can do everything in the power of God. The second is about culture. People have cultivated their own culture through what they saw, heard, and learned in their growth. Their education and background became their own culture, and it has been hardened as their self-framework. It is often used as the criteria to judge others. When someone does something beyond that, they think he is rude. However, this culture differs from country to country. Each family has different home disciplines, and each country has its own culture. If you act as you learned in your country, you could be a rude person in some countries. An Indian person talked about his experience. I heard about this. The story of an Indian person. To them, in the morning means before noon. And when they say, I will be there in the morning, that it means that and people wait for them until 12 p.m. In the afternoon, also includes the evening. They are used to waiting. They are just waiting. Without thinking that, why are they late? This Indian person visited Korea. He was waiting for the subway, and it arrived 3 minutes late. Then he was surprised to hear the announcement of apology from the subway office. He said, there's no speaker in the subway in India. And this Indian person visited Korea in 1996, and paid $700 per month for his room. He paid, it's 20 years ago, he paid $700 per month. Later, he talked to a Korean friend who rented another room in the same house, in the same building, in the same size room. The friend was paying $150. He complained about it to the owner. But the owner, why am I paying $700? But the owner said, when I talked about this as $700, you accepted it. You said okay. So I did nothing wrong. He became speechless and began to look for another room. He said, he didn't keep it in mind, and he just forgot it soon. Most of Indians try to forget about bad incidents. What about Koreans? They are introverts and they have many thoughts in their heart. Why did he tell me pay $700? They have many thoughts. But Indian people try to forget about bad incidents quickly. And he just found another room. They have different time concepts and different mindset from Koreans. They relax and enjoy themselves in the hot weather. But when Koreans go on a trip, they want everything done quickly and quickly. When we go on a trip, we eat quickly. We move from one attraction to another quickly. Quickly, quickly. Even foreigners can understand 빨리빨리. Because Koreans use this expression so many times. The people from other countries take like 2 hours to eat something, but Korean people eat very quickly. We have different culture. We have different time concepts, my thoughts, our culture could be different in other countries. People have different points of view about time. If we say they are too slow and feel uncomfortable, we cannot embrace nor understand others. Each country has its own table manners and way of greeting. It has its own culture and language. We cannot insist on our own righteousness to people who are different from us. Manmin is a global church, and our events, including summer retreat, are international. If we better understand each country's etiquette, many people from many countries visit Korea to participate in the Manmin summer retreat. If we better understand each country's etiquette, we can serve our visitors better, and we can become a better example for them. So, now, I'm going to talk about each country's table manners and ways of greeting. Many people will come from many countries to participate in the Manmin summer retreat. It's not all about all different countries' manners. I'm going to talk about table manners in Korea first, Korean table manners. When we grow up, I do not know if the young people have learned this kind of table manners. Senior pastor always taught us to keep good table manners or etiquette in our life. He always put importance on etiquette and manners in our daily lives. It's really important. And even in growth, even though you are young, you have to learn about this. And when we were young, senior pastor talked about this many times. And young people and students, I hope you will learn about this and you can serve others and parents well. And I want you, I hope that you will serve each other better. It's about table manners in Korea. When you eat with seniors, you don't pick up your spoon or chopsticks first. You know that. And you don't leave the table before seniors finish their meal. I eat fast. I'm really quick to finish eating. But if you just leave the table before seniors finish it, it's not good. While eating, you should be careful not to make noise of chewing food or bumping bowls. You should not hold the bowls. You should not hold the boards. You should put it on the table. The Korean traditions say, talk about blessing related to this kind of behaviors. After you finish, you should put down spoons and chopsticks in place. If you cough or sneeze while eating, you should turn your head and cover your mouth. You should not hold both spoon and chopsticks together. And you have to start eating after seniors start and keep the pace with them. You cannot eat everything that you like quickly. You have to keep the pace with them. Especially when you are with seniors and older people, you have to keep the pace with them. Follow them. What about table manners in the U.S.? You put a napkin on your knees and you are careful not to put your elbows on the table. And you should not leave the food on your dish. You should finish the food on your dish. That's the table manners of the U.S. Before you chew food, you should put down the knife, and then you chew. Don't cut bread with knife, but use hands to break it. You have to use hands to break bread. If you happen to spill water or drop a knife, forks, or a spoon, you should not pick it up by yourself, but ask for a new one. You should not touch your head by hands or cross your legs. It's etiquette not to make a conversation while the waiter is serving. When the waiter serves, you cannot talk. It's the table manners. But what about Koreans? When the waiter serves food, dishes, we call owner, man, hey, we call them and we talk. It's not a good manners. It's kind of good manner. Of course, it's another country's culture, but table manners, but we can learn from it. The waiter is a person. When they serve food, we can respect them. We can respect him. It's good for us to wait for the waiter to finish serving the food. Do not call the waiter out loud, but wait until your eyes meet and give a hand signal. We call, hey, sir, give something to us. But in the U.S., they do not call the waiter out loud, but wait until their eyes meet and then give a hand signal. When their eyes meet, and then your eyes meet the eyes of the waiter and give a hand signal. I think it's good. It's a good table manner. But I do not urge you to do this. But it's the table manners of the U.S. Ladies, say the menu not to the waiter. Ladies, do not say the menu. But the man who's accompanying, the man places an order. So in Korea, wives place an order, usually. But when you go on a trip to the U.S., that's not the etiquette in the U.S. Men should place an order. It will be useful for you. Wives can talk about what they want to eat to their husbands. And the husbands should place an order in the U.S. They can become good gentlemen. In each country has different table manners. When you go to the U.S., they say ladies first, and they respect them. They respect the women. But I'm Korean. I have my type. And we have Korean table manners. You cannot insist on this. When you go to the U.S., you can follow the table manners of the U.S. Differently, it is about Japan. Differently from Korea, they hold the bowls while eating rice or soup. They use left hand to hold the bowls. You should hold up the rice bowl with one hand and use the other hand to put the rice into your mouth. They keep the bowl close to their mouth and eat the food. When they have soup, they should eat the ingredients with chopsticks. You should eat the ingredients in the soup with chopsticks. When you drink the soup, try not to eat with the ingredients by holding them down with chopsticks. Spoons are used only when you eat the food that you cannot pick up with chopsticks, such as fried rice. You never share food with others. When you go to the Japanese restaurant, the restaurant in Japan, Koreans share food. But Japanese people do not want to be rude to other people. They have been taught like that. So they place an order and they eat their own food. They do not share food with others. It's like me. When I was young, when my friend told me to give a sip of your drink, and I just gave it all to the friend, because I did not want to share the drink with them. I just gave it to them. In Japan, when you go on a trip to Japan, you must not share food with others. And you must not cut food with chopsticks. You must not cut food with chopsticks. The Koreans cut kimchi with chopsticks. But in Japan, you must not cut food with chopsticks. Also, you shouldn't lay chopsticks on a board or give food to others with your chopstick. Because they collect bones with long chopsticks after cremation in Japan, such act may look rude to them. It will be helpful for you to serve Japanese people. It's etiquette to make noise while eating noodles or soup. Except those, you should not make eating noise. It's about China. If the table is round, the inner seat is for seniors and the seats close to the door are for lower people. Spoons are used only when you have a stew with soup. Chopsticks are used when you eat rice, noodles, or other food. Use spoons for food with soup, and after finishing using it, You should turn it upside down when you lay it on the table. But Koreans just put it. But they turn it upside down, not to show the rest of the food to other people. While eating, you should put down the chopsticks at the edge of the dish. If you finished eating, put them on the chopstick rest stand. When you visit China, you can practice it. Since Chinese people prefer even numbers, it's kind of custom to order food in even numbers of dishes. When you eat on the turntable, you should turn it clockwise. Pointing someone with chopsticks is the same as swearing at people. We sometimes use chopsticks pointing at other people like this, but in China, in Japan, it could be very rude. So please keep it in your mind. When you meet Chinese people and Japanese people, you can use this etiquette. It's etiquette to leave some food, no matter how delicious it is. Where? In China. So you'd better leave one last piece. Pastor Hee-sun Lee went on a mission trip to France. It's about France, table manners in France. In France, you don't eat food with hands except bread. We eat chicken with hands, and we sometimes eat some food with hands, but French people don't eat food with hands except bread. You should put both hands on the table while eating. You should not eat fruit as a whole. We sometimes just eat an apple without cutting it, but in France, you should not eat fruit as a whole. You should not talk with food in your mouth. When you visit a family, no matter how full you are, you'd better eat everything on the dishes served for you. It's the same with the manners of the U.S. It's very rude to leave the food you were eating. You should not eat food with hands except bread. In Muslim countries such as Pakistan, people think left hands are used in the restroom. The left hands are only used in the restroom. Why? Because they eat with hands. When you go to the Muslim countries, they eat some food. They eat food with hands. Think about, suppose you go on a trip to Muslim countries. When you see them eat with hands, do you think that they are dirty? No. They think hands are dirty. So they clean their hands before eating, and they use their right hands for eating. Burping after dinner is the expression that they've been well-treated in India. In Korea, burping is not a good manners in Korea, but in India, burping after dinner is the expression they've been well-treated. But it does not mean that you can burp in India. And they are different. You may think when you see something different from your manners, you might think that it's not good. It's wrong. You may think like that. But they have different concepts and different ways of thinking. The culture is applied to the framework. The next one, I'm going to talk about way of greetings in different countries. Way of greetings is different by country and culture. In Korea, we usually express our respect by bowing down, but in Western countries, they usually shake hands, hug, or kiss on cheeks. Shaking hands is the most common way of greetings in the modern society. It's to hold others' hand with moderate strength and shake it for a couple of times. At this point, if you have eye contact and smile at each other with greeting words, it would be better. Let me tell you some different greeting manners in other countries. It is about Japanese greeting manners. When Japanese educate manners to their children, they teach them not to do any harm to others. Most parents use respectful languages to their children. When they act and say greetings, they lower their heads and bow down. At this point, it's better to bow down to the same extent the other bow down. It's a bad manner if you straighten yourself earlier than the other. When we greet each other, we have to wait for seniors to straighten themselves. It's also Korean manners. Our mommy members, sometimes they are really busy. They sometimes just greet like this, "Pastor Migangli, hello," and then just they go. Sometimes they did not listen to my answer. Although you were so busy, but I want you to, I hope you will keep the good etiquette. Even among friends, what about, why don't you listen to the greeting? And then, even though you are busy, and I'm so busy, and I'm leaving, and you must not do it like this, and then just listen to the greeting of others, and then leave, even though you are busy. And I'm going to talk about greeting manners in China. You have to reserve your visit in advance. When you visit other people in China, you have to prepare a small gift. And you have to be punctual. You must not be late. Of course, we also think it's important to be punctual, but in China, you must not be late. Think about what if the people spit on your face and say, "Nice to meet you." But Maasai people spit on the other's face to express their delight of seeing each other. If you meet Maasai people and spit on your face, I hope you will be glad to meet them. And Maori of New Zealand welcome the guests by rubbing their noses twice, which is a nose greeting. It's about Thailand. Why is the traditional way of greeting in Thailand? They fold their hands and keep their arms and elbows close to the body and bow their heads, saying why. The more they respect the other, the higher they lift up their folding hands. When you see Thai people, you can use this. You can fold your hands and keep your arms close to the body and bow your heads. And in Central and Southern America, such as Colombia, Argentina, people usually hug and kiss on cheeks and tap each other's shoulder a few times to express their familiarity. In France, Italy, Spain, and other countries along the shore of the Mediterranean, they usually kiss on both cheeks. But if they are not couples, they don't actually kiss, but just make a sound. The ways of greetings are so differ from country to country. In Korea, we also have a greeting manners. In old times, when people bowed down, they had to make their appearance and outfit neat. It was rude to bow down after taking a man's traditional hat or without an outer coat. In 1890, changes have been made in the society. Men cut their top knot, and when they greeted, they just nodded or gave a half a bow. In the past, Korean people had to bow down. But men cut their top knots, and when they greeted, they just nodded or gave a half bow. Today, people greet with a light nod or shake hands. If they are more intimate, they sometimes wave hands to say bye. Likewise, ways of greetings changed by the passage of time. It didn't change in 1890, but the culture had been succeeded until now. Even in this hot summer, you would have to wear top knot and the traditional hat. You would have to also put on hanbok with the outer coat over it. Our members, our women members wear hanbok. But what if our elders had the top knot on their head? Think about this. If imagine this, you cannot imagine it. There are several clothes you should put on when you wear hanbok. If women wore hanbok, they would feel really hot in this hot summer. In the old times, Korean people could not express themselves well. They could not say they are hot. They could not say they are cold. They had to hold all the feelings within. These manners and these kinds of manners have changed, but the basic order has been kept until now in Korea. The core is the consideration to others. Think about this. If you unmarried people, think about this. If you had to follow the old marriage custom, you would have to wake up early in the morning and put on hanbok to greet to your parents. What if you had to serve your parents and greet your parents in the morning, every morning? And what if you were daughter-in-law in this kind of family? You would not want to leave, and you would not want to marry such a person that was from such a family. What if a person who lived in the Joseon Dynasty had been born again in this time, he would be really surprised. The top knot was cut, and people wear short sleeves. He would be really, really surprised. He would be really stunned by seeing us. If the parents-in-law insist that you should follow that custom, we could hardly find anyone who will follow it in this generation. For people today, it's hard to live like that. People make standards and manners according to their own generation, and if someone doesn't follow them, they say he's wrong. The same goes for traditions of the elders. Some of them are right, but actually, many of them are not right. Therefore, although you think your knowledge, theory, and frameworks are right, many of them are not right. So we should destroy this framework that we insist that what we know is right.
Now we'll look into frameworks of conscience. Hebrews 10:22 says, "Let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." As it says, we have to discover evil in our conscience and cast it off. A conscience is the standard that each person uses when he discerns good and evil. People form this conscience in their nature as their own standard. Therefore, conscience can never become the absolute standard of goodness. For example, if you're asked if stealing something is good or evil, most of you will say it's evil. But someone feels the pang of conscience even by stealing a needle, while someone else says, "It's not stealing, you didn't steal a cow." Well, in a cafe, there are sugar sticks you can use for your taste. If you took some of those sticks with you, is it stealing or not? I'm not saying to answer. It depends on your conscience to judge if it is stealing or not. Likewise, people have their own standard of discerning things from their conscience. Also, the standard of conscience differs according to generations or regions. For example, everyone thinks that he should respect his parents. But because the standard of conscience is different for each person, the way of respect is different. Some people say they have to take care of their parents because their parents are old. Some other people say that they cannot take care of the old parents because they are busy. They should send them to a senior house. So even in this area, to respect area of respecting parents is different for each one. Therefore, conscience cannot be the absolute standard of goodness. Only the Word of God is the absolute standard. If anyone sees, hears, and accepts evil into his heart, his conscience will be stained with evil, and he doesn't sense evil as evil. On the contrary, as much as you believe God and plant truth in your heart, your conscience will become good. People judge things bad or good according to their own conscience. They even say, "That person has no conscience," sometimes. These frameworks should be thoroughly destroyed too. Since everyone's conscience is different, you should not say only your conscience is right. So we should turn even this into nothing. And we have to eat the Word of God, the truth, by roasting with the fire of the Holy Spirit, that is to understand the heart and the will of God, and take it in as spiritual bread. Well, we've looked into frameworks in a fleshly sense, frameworks of personality, culture, and conscience. From now on, let's look into the frameworks that we make by truth. Well, there are different kinds of people. Well, there are people who have much love, so they serve others with love. And it is different to sense the love from others. When you are in trials, you may feel the love of God through the trials, while some others do not feel love of God throughout the trials. But through the leadership conference this year, through the message of our senior pastor, we understood that our God is full of love and goodness. If we have a wrong standard of love, we have to change it by the lectures we listen to through the leadership conference. I hope you do so. Well, when there is someone who speaks gently or who gives someone something more, people say, oh, he has much love. On the contrary, there is someone else who speaks very sharply and harshly. Then people say, he doesn't have love. I don't feel love from him. Then, is such a standard right? Will God measure someone's love that way? Who will God say that, who will God say has love? God doesn't look at appearance, but heart. No matter how well the person does good to you, Father God may say that he does not have love. Well, in my case, in the past, I heard that I have much love from many people, but when I face something hard, then I feel annoying and I feel uncomfortable. Then, Father God will not say that you are good. Or, there are people who cannot express their love and who cannot take care of others with actions, but they don't have any ill feelings in any situation. From the fleshly viewpoint, people may say that such people are bad, but in the sight of God, it will be different. Even though there are people who cannot take care of others by actions, if they do not have any ill feelings in any situation, then Father God will say that they are good. When people say bad things to them, they do not have any ill feelings, or they don't have disappointment. Because God knows your heart, because God knows the heart of people, Father God says that those who have no ill feelings are good. Well, we can see people who give things well to others, but when they meet face something annoying or disappointing, then they can easily feel uncomfortable, and they deal with other people differently from before, because they pass judgment on others. And there is another kind of people. They don't speak warmly, but they speak according to the truth, and they don't care the reactions of people, but they only say the words of God to live by the word and embrace others. And when such people face something disappointing, they don't have ill feelings or they don't feel uncomfortable, and they deal with others as same as before. Think about these two cases. You will say that those who care for you and order at ordinary times that have much love. But in the sight of God, because Father God knows their heart, He doesn't say that He is good. I see such cases in reality so many times. So, we should not see people with our own standard. We have to look at them, look at people with the standard of truth. So, we have to discern the standard of love about, according to the word. Even though you feel uncomfortable when someone tells you sharply about the word, with the word of God, you should not think like, oh, he doesn't have love. You should not think like that. Because Father God may say that He has much love, as I said to you, Father God will refine him, refine those people to be perfect in the procedure. Sometimes we have to wait for them to be changed. In such cases, Father God refines them. So what is important is that we have to cast off evil from our hearts. And the standard we have should not be in accordance with your own thought. You have to have the standard according to the truth. You have to even if you are hurt by the words of someone who says strictly, if it's the word with love, you have to accept it. Then Father God will be pleased with you. The one who loves God foremostly will be loved by God, and it is the spiritual love, and it is the foremost standard of love, spiritual love. So we also have this standard. But you should not like easily say like, well, our parish pastor has love, or I don't feel love from my parish pastor by your own standard. You should not do so. Father God may say that your parish pastor has much love, even though you think that she doesn't have. It just depends on the way of expressing the heart. So, Father God loves those who came into spirit by doing things spiritually. So we have to break our own frameworks, and we have to form. We should not make our own frameworks by our own thought. We have to love others with love and truth to change us. Our shepherd has been leading us with love. Our shepherd doesn't look at us with his own standard. He's been looking at us with faith and hope. Well, I will continue the message in the next session. Let me conclude the message. We looked at, well, I explained first frameworks of character, second frameworks of culture, and third frameworks of conscience. I shortly mentioned about the frameworks by truth. Probably, our shepherd is the only one who doesn't have any form of frameworks. Once again, probably our shepherd is the only one who doesn't have any form of frameworks. Thank you, Father, for giving us our precious shepherd. For 35 years of Ma Min, he's never said to anyone, you should be gentle, delicate, and meticulous like I am. He's acknowledged our characters, our taste, and our personalities as they are. He has only given us love. Rather than we obeyed his word, our shepherd has been listened to us and unchangingly respected us with overflowing love. Thanks to that, the more we became mature, the more of us came to understand his love and tried to pay back the love. He didn't say, you are stubborn, to those who are stubborn. He didn't say, why don't you express your love, to those who can't say it. He's been looking at us with faith and enduring for us so that we can now be changed. If we said, since I'm leading this church, you have to obey only me, and I will use only those who agree with my standard, then who of us could have been remaining here? He trimmed angle parts of those who are stubborn with gentle love. He encouraged those who have a delicate heart with his warm love. He made the short-tempered people relaxed by his waiting. He held the hand of those who are slow so that they could march together. I pray in the name of the Lord that we may resemble the shepherd by breaking our frameworks and filling us with more goodness and love. Let's pray, thinking over the message. Let's think about the shepherd who loves us without frameworks. I hope you can break your frameworks. Let's pray.
이제는 내 기준, 내 생각, 내 틀을 철저히 깨뜨려버릴 수 있는 우리의 모습들이 되어진 바 될 수 있도록 함께하여 주시옵소서. 감사하며
Thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let's receive the prayer for the sake of the senior pastor. Please lay your hands on your sick part or lay your hands on your chest for the desire of your heart and receive the prayer with faith. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ and command, the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light come. Please scourge all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leave. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears heal well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let no scar remain. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of the heavenly places and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean force and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying you, Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.